Oftentimes in theater, the best stories are the oldest stories. And that's what we have with CCM Drama's upcoming performance of Metamorphosis, running February 6th through the 9th. And joining me to talk a little bit more about the performance is the guest artist directing the performance, ETC's own Dylan Myers. Welcome.
Hi there. Nice to be here.
This is a very interesting contemporary play that's based on myths told by Ovid. Everyone knows your theater as being one for contemporary works.
Right.
What is it that drew you to this contemporary work that is based on classical mythology?
Well, one of the things we do at ETC is we do shows, contemporary pieces that have a sincere relevance to society. So when Richard Hess at CCM approached me about Metamorphosis and I read it again after having not read it for a few years, I was stunned at how universal and timeless these myths are. In the rehearsal process, one of the students brought up early on, it's like the seven deadly sins are explored. And that, I think, was the trigger that really excited me, that and getting to work with these students, some of whom I had taught. So that was a really exciting reason. But the great stories never get old. And just in the way that someone can say, oh, well, the Lion King is Hamlet, which it kind of is, you can look at these myths that Mary Zimmerman has retold in a fairly contemporary fashion and realize that the reason they lasted for all these centuries is because they're still important lessons today. Midas is no less relevant today than it was when we first started considering him to be part of our culture. You hear names and titles and images through this play that have become part of our vernacular, and maybe we've never really stopped to wonder where that comes from. Where does the Midas touch come from? Where does someone being a narcissist come from? So it's an exciting look at what were the mistakes we're still making today and haven't learned after all these centuries, and told in a rather extraordinarily beautiful way.
Oftentimes when classical tales are retold in a contemporary tone, we kind of lose some of the identity. Do you find that's the case with Ms. Zimmerman's play?
I don't think so. I don't think so in the fact that it's not suddenly, it's not all about, ha ha, look how clever we are. It's really not. It's extremely sincere. And to me, that's the difference in retelling a story, is do you have a sincere point of view and a reason to tell it? And she certainly did. I don't know this to be a fact, but I would contend the fact that she developed this in a university setting probably gave her enormous freedom and access to all of the best scholars, so that probably a lot of wonderful research went into this thing that she created, which then took on its own and beautiful life of its own and has been done at so many theaters across the country and other universities.
You mentioned that you're working with students at CCM, some of which you've been teaching, and it seems like a really, pardon the cliche, perfect marriage, because you for years have been an advocate of training young actors and educating young actors for the profession. And CCM is a school that, as part of their training, treats their actors in a professional way, putting on professional quality productions.
Indeed, that's true. They do.
How did you get involved with this production?
Well, this production kind of goes back to the fact that a few years ago, I substitute taught for Ed Stern, who had out of town commitments. So I was reacquainted with the department. I've always had great respect for what Richard Hess has done with that department and the enormous passion that he has given to making that program have a really hard mark in terms of other training programs in the country. Wonderful team up there with Kay Jenny Jones and Rocco Del Vera. I mean, just a great team of people. I became acquainted again with CCM a little through that auditions class, and then went back and did a little more of that auditions class the last couple years. And so I knew this graduating senior class. So when Richard was going on sabbatical, and he's in Kenya now, it's fabulous to get emails in the middle of the night, by the way. It's just great. But when he decided to go there, he approached me about doing this with this group. So that's how it all came about. Richard picked the play, and Richard certainly has picked the students. I just had the good fortune of being able to choose from the department the students that I wanted involved, and 18 students are involved in this. I think it's very important, too, to note that ETC has a really strong and long relationship with CCM, in that our resident scenic and lighting designer graduated from CCM, our props master and design associate head of intern program, also CCM graduate, intern company members from CCM. This year we have one that was in a class last year. The year before we had one that was in a class the year before that. So it's an ongoing collaborative, and our technical department collaborates with their technical department, having a tech apprentice every year that comes out of that program that Sterling Sheldon runs. So the relationship goes way back, and this is, I think, just another chapter to add to it.
Speaking of the technical aspects, you have a cast of 18, very large cast, but you have some very strong technical challenges, including what could be considered a 19th cast member.
Absolutely. The pool. And this is a woman who doesn't swim. I have a little bit of a fear of water, except for bathtubs. I like bathtubs. I adore looking at it. So, yes, there is a gigantic pool in the middle of the stage. And the wonderful student designer, Dana, has created a beautiful environment. And Sterling and Christian and the entire company up there, the first production meeting, there were 40 people at this production meeting. And I was just stunned at how many resources the university was putting towards actually realizing this. We talked about doing this play, and Richard and I met way back months and months and months ago before Richard announced this with that tech team to make sure it could be done. And they had to do weight-bearing tests and all these things and exactly how you can get that water in there. Now, I did speak with Gina Truhart, whose office is underneath the pool, and I'm not sure that they're as excited as I am, but I have a very strong feeling that everything will go well, nothing will leak, and it will be a magnificent-looking production. And the water is, it's an element. It is a key element to the transformation and the metamorphosis that takes place. To do it without that, I don't think we would have done that play. Richard would have picked a different play.
I should point out the fact that it's not just this container of water. This is going to be done in February. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cold outside. Mm-hmm. It's a heated pool.
Mm-hmm. It's heated, however. It loses like 2 degrees every so many minutes. So it's going to be very warm at the top and not so warm at the bottom. And there will actually have to be boxes with heaters backstage so that the actors can go into them and change out of the wet clothes or dry their clothes and change to the next character. Because even though there are 18 people in the play, they all play multiple characters, which means they get wet, they have to change, they have to be dry, and then they go back in the pool, and then they get wet again.
The show runs for 4 days, February 6th through the 9th. And obviously, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this. Outside of a university setting, do you think this kind of limited run for a show like this would happen? Or is this something that the students are having the unique opportunity to do?
I do think it's unique. When Metamorphosis has been done around the country, as in the beautiful production I did at the Playhouse years ago, you know, it had a 3-4 week run. I think it is rather unique because it's a lot of time, energy, money to spend for a very short amount of time, but it's an education. So it's an educational opportunity. So the rehearsal is really where all the energy goes, the preparation, the technical work, stretching the design wings of the costumer, student, and the student lighting designer, the student designer. And it's not a tiny space. They have 3 times more seats than ETC has. So 4 productions in the middle of winter with a play that has had a production in Cincinnati, they're doing it because of the experience it gives the students and the experience of an audience experiencing the students experiencing this. But I think for the students, it is going to be a little much of awakening if they get cast in a national tour or if they get cast when they graduate at ETC and suddenly there's a 3 or 4 week run. You have to do the same play more than 4 times. I think that it's a combination of how many events CCM has and the fact that they want to make it a real experience. They're not doing it as much, although that we really, really want to sell tickets, to serve the community as they are, to invite the community to see how they serve the students, which I think is a lovely point of view.
Speaking of points of view, I know, having known you for several years, your passion for theater is on many levels. And one of the things that I've noticed is when you see the young people coming up through the ranks, that you get a special smile on your face.
Yes.
And I'm sure that's representative of a special feeling. When you do projects like this with young actors, are you finding that sort of warmth of anticipation of the future for theater?
Oh, boundless hope. They are as passionate as I was at their age. They are so smart. They have such extraordinary training at their fingertips, and they are tireless. We rehearse, and it's not unlike what most regional theaters, or at least certainly ETC does. We rehearse at night. They go to class all day, and then they come in, and we rehearse from 6 to 9:30. We get into techs. We'll be rehearsing till midnight. It's something they do after doing a full day of classwork, so that's a real test. If you have a kid on his iPad in the corner kind of dozing off, that's not a good sign. I don't have those kind of people in this show. And I have, in general, I must say, having had the great pleasure of teaching a class at Thomas More College this year, co-teaching a class at Xavier this year, having the opportunity to be in these classrooms and see the training that's happening in and around our region, the future of theater is extremely bright. And the hope and the people that will inherit that and fill our shoes in years to come, that's going to be spectacular.
Any final words about Metamorphosis?
I think it's going to be a very warm experience in the middle of this very cold winter. And with all the spectacular theater that's happening in town, I hope you'll find time to take a stop and visit us at the pool.
Well, to feel the warmth at CCM February 6th through the 9th, you can visit our website at wvxu.org on how to order tickets. I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Dylan Myers, the director of Metamorphosis at CCM. Thank you so much.
Happy to be here. Thank you, Jim.
For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.